Welcome to the Making Footprints, Not Blueprints podcast. My name is Andrew James Brown and I'm the minister of the Unitarian Church in Cambridge, UK. Knowing that full scope always eludes our grasp, that there is no finality of vision, that we have perceived nothing completely and that, therefore, tomorrow a new walk is a new walk, I hope that, on occasions, you'll find here a helpful liberal, religious and philosophical reflection that encourages you to journey through life, making footprints rather than blueprints. Welcome. No one is ever alone if they can see the countless lives supporting them. A short thought for the day offered to the Cambridge Unitarian Church as part of the Sunday service of mindful meditation. Most of us grew up within a worldview that taught we were beings with distinct and definite limits. So, as I talk to you now, I was taught to view you as a being with distinct and definite limits, and you were taught to view me in a similar fashion. You are definitively there, and I am definitively here, or so it once seemed. But as the philosopher Thomas Nail asks in a recent essay, what happens when we are trying to talk about something without definite limits or a fully positive presence? What kind of thing is Nail talking about? Well, he points to the example of a swallow swooping after a bug through the sky. And when we start to talk of things like this, we quickly realise we need to use words such as process or becoming. As Nail notes, a process is something that is neither fully present nor fully absent. So what is a neither fully present nor fully absent thing? Well, according to Nail, it's a process understood as a process. Today, scientifically and philosophically, we are understanding more and more that everything is always already interacting with everything else. The movement of the swallow affects the movement of the bug and the air. The movement of the bug affects the movement of the swallow and the air, and so on, ad infinitum. It is also vital to see that none of this is random movement, but it is all indeterminate movement. As we begin to pay closer attention to this indeterminate, interactive process that is neither fully present nor fully absent, we start to realise that without the bug, the swallow would starve to death, and without the air, the swallow could not fly. The swallow, when viewed thus, is suddenly no longer a being with distinct and definite limits, but something that is neither fully present nor fully absent. And we also begin to see that the matter of the swallow is the matter of the bug and of the air. What is true of the swallow is true, too, of the bug. Let's say it's a mosquito, which fed upon aquatic algae and other organic material in its larval stage, and then, in its adult stage, fed upon the blood of many creatures, including, of course, you and me. And lo, we see that the matter of the bug is the matter of the swallow, is the matter of us. Of course, the same is true of the air. Just think about all the organic and inorganic processes that are required for our planet's atmosphere to have come about. As I hope you can see, in this worldview, the swallow, the bug, plant life, and the air, you and me, all have ceased to be beings with distinct and definite limits. And instead, everything now shows up to us as interactive, indeterminate process, in which we are all the matter of the other. As the poet Arthur Rimbaud once famously observed, "Je suis un autre, I am another." Or perhaps I is always someone or something else. Many things follow for those who begin fully to live according to this worldview. But I want to leave you today with a single, modest, but uplifting one, offered by the Shin Buddhist minister, Saigen Yamaoka, who said, "No one is ever alone if they can see the countless lives supporting them." And that brings us to the end of this edition of the Making Footprints, Not Blueprints podcast. So, farewell for now, and remember, tomorrow a new walk is a new walk. See you on the path.